Own Armour Training. It's 7 minutes past one, Phoenix 98 FM with Mike, with a very special guest this afternoon. You know what it's like when you leave school or you've been to university, and does anybody really know what they want to do in life? Sometimes I think I'm nearly 60 and I still don't know what I want to do in life, but James is part of a company called Weavy, and James specialises in helping people sort of decide on career paths. Is that a fair assessment of what you do, what Weavy is about?
Yeah, definitely. That's one small part of what we do. I mean, it's a tech product, and building kind of a big career journey and career progression tool around that is a big part of it. We're all about discovery and discovering what you can do, kind of using those core values and abilities and skills and personality, just building an understanding of a person and using that to match people onto roles. And this is all in a unique algorithm. It's a really unique interface, and we've been going about 6 months.
You're a young man. Is this your baby?
Yeah. So I started this more or less straight out of uni. I was doing a social network at the time, and I was playing around with it. And then I went to work into Hays, and I was working there for about 5 months on their recruitment websites, building different sites. And I was also, because I'm freelancing, being a candidate in the application process, just getting constant calls from recruiters, employers. And it just felt really inefficient because they never got back to me. I never really felt engaged with them. And so I started building a product that actually solves that problem, where we don't get feedback. We want people to talk to us. We want it to be a personable experience. And I've got a great community of people helping me. And it's growing very fast over 6 months.
Is the recruitment market, are we in a healthy place at the moment? Is there plenty of work out there?
There's definitely plenty of work. I would say that the most relevant things for us are not the ones that are they're in the world. So if you go out somewhere, a lot of people will talk about they're not in the right career or they're not in the right job. I actually want to build a product that helps those kind of people.
Okay, so how did you, as I say, you're a young man. What is your background? Why did you get involved in this in the first place? Well, you've sort of slightly answered that, but when you were 14 years old, what did you think you wanted to do?
I wanted to become an architect when I was 14.
Right, okay.
I've always liked building and creating.
Yeah.
And kind of extrapolating from that, taking it a bit further, I've kind of gone down the route of technical, kind of building websites and programming and all these coding things. And taking that even further, I've always wanted to build a kind of business and a startup, and kind of that's led to my journey here today.
So you're built partly out of frustration then. You decided there was a niche in the market and then you thought you'd try and fill that niche then.
Yeah, definitely. So there's definite need for this kind of product. You've got recruiters coming at you, looking at you as kind of like just data. And I think that's impersonal. I want to create a personal experience where people can feel empowered and become part of the recruitment experience. The ability to kind of walk into an interview and say, I'm this person, and understand yourself. That kind of general palette of information that we don't necessarily have as ourselves, because there's nothing there that says we're valid for this thing and we're valid at that. And getting that out is a big part of what I do.
So where are people going wrong then when they go for an interview? What are they doing wrong? What are the basic rules that you should get right before you sit down in front of an interviewer?
I would say it depends on who you talk to. So there's like the two parts of the market are the recruitment agents and the employers. And for employers, they're looking to kind of solve a problem. They bring you on because they want you to be part of their workforce. They want you to come in, kind of solve problems. And so when you go to an interview, kind of you need to understand exactly what they want from you. And so you walk into an interview and you say, kind of, what do you want from me? And then you kind of work towards solving that. A lot of people will just listen, actually respond back to people, kind of be part of the story that they're trying to build.
Okay, a lot of kids will come out of school and they'll go to university and they'll have a certain idea what sort of field they want to be in. But then I've heard so many times that they get halfway through a university course or a college course and they go, actually, perhaps I don't want to do this. There's no surefire answer how you find out what you want to do in life. But what could you possibly assist people with sort of some career guidance?
So the long-term goal for this kind of project and this concept I'm pushing is to understand what it takes to do certain things in your career. I always like using the idea of an astronaut. It's an aspirational thing that we want to do as a kid. And there's kind of like, say there's 10, 15 astronaut jobs online. By putting those all together, we can get a general understanding of what that career kind of position is. And then we can say, you're down at this stage in your life, you want to become this kind of person, what do you need to get there? For me, that's a really unique concept.
So does your website then sort of show a sort of a career intention, if you like? Say, I want to be an astronaut, then does your website show what you need, really, to be an astronaut? I know we're just using that analogy, but is that how it's designed?
So, yeah, what we have a really unique interface, and what it allows you to do is see your position within the industry, kind of like a spider's web. You're in the spider's in the middle, and all the things around the outside of you are your career goals, the jobs that are most relevant to you. It's allowing you to visualize rather than seeing lists, scrolling through lots of pages. You can just see everything in one go and then kind of click on the things that are most relevant to you, the jobs, the roles, the careers that you can want to go to.
Do you think people stay in times have changed maybe over the last 30 or 40 years where people used to stay in the same job for 30 or 40 years, their whole career. Nowadays, they tend to jump from one to the other more quickly.
100%. My generation, the millennials, we jump from role to role. I think that the reason for that is because of the lack of career progression in individual roles nowadays. So if we want to accelerate our progression faster, you need to jump around the place to be able to get anywhere in your career.
Do you gain real experience doing that, though? Do you think you get life experience from only perhaps... You may be in a role for 2 or 3 years and you move on to somewhere else doing something maybe completely different, and then the person who's just taken over the job that you've just left has got to learn it all over again. And you never get any experts, that's what I'm saying. You never get anybody in a particular role that's very, very good at it because they've been doing it a long time because... people move jobs so quickly.
I would say that's an employer-led problem. They should be incentivizing you to come back into the place. Me as a person, I go through my career in the way that I kind of want to do it. I've always wanted to do this startup, this kind of journey. And for individuals who can do this kind of bouncing around the place and have a correct career in mind, then you learn a lot faster. There's no way if I'd have been staying in one job for the last 4 years, I'd be at the position I was now. By being able to take what I can out of each individual role and then putting that all together, I've learned a lot quicker, probably about 2 or 3 times quicker, meaning that at the age of 23, I'm able to do what someone at the age of 30 would probably be doing.
Okay, let's take a quick break and we'll come back and chat some more.
It's important to look after the ones you love, and that's why you should have a will. If you don't have one, or you'd like to make a change, now's the time, as it's the St Francis Hospice Make a Will Fortnight. Contact a solicitor who's taking part before June the 24th, and for a donation, they'll give you the help you need. All the money's for free specialist care at the hospice. See sfh.org.uk for details. St Francis Hospice, living with dignity.
Book your table at the Balti House, Brentwood's finest bring-your-own-drinks Indian restaurant. Make the most of our special offers, including our 5-course meal deal, served Sunday to Thursday for just $13.95, or our Sunday buffet open from 1:30 until 9. Takeaway is also available with 10% off delivery and 15% off collection. Plus, a free side when you order over £12 and quote Phoenix FM for both eat-in and takeaway. Find us on Hart Street, Brentwood, or give us a call on 01277 202 292.
I want to break free.
Yes, all great tunes, but we've heard them lots of times before. So, how about this then? Original, surprising, and great radio. Ryan Ager hosts From the Underworld here on Phoenix 98 FM, Saturday nights, 10 till midnight.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
So, I'm talking to James from Weavey, a company that he started up. When did you make that decision to do this?
It happened about 6-7 months ago. And at the time, I was dabbling around in the idea whether to continue doing freelancing. So, building more websites, essentially, for other companies. Or taking all that I basically learned from the different companies that I've been to and building something that actually solves a problem for me. The reason that I actually do this product and do this experience is because I actually want to build something that I want to use over time. I'm not doing it for money. Mm. I'm not doing it for incentives. I'm doing it because I want to help people.
You say you're not doing it for money, but you obviously you need to eat. So can you make money from this website?
Yes, we've got a very strong business model. It's currently pre-revenue, the startup. The intention is to kind of grow the kind of brand and grow the exposure of the product over the course of the next few months, and then kind of get it in people's hands, get them using it. We've got 200 people using it at the moment. They say it's amazing. And taking that experience and what we've learned, talking to more recruiters who actually want to use the platform and kind of access the correct talent, we're going to put all that together and then launch across the next few months.
Okay, describe a typical day for yourself.
Oh, a typical day for myself.
And leave out the golf course bit.
So that's every other day.
Every other day, yeah. He beat me there, resoundingly beat me on the golf course a couple of weeks ago on the Phoenix FM golf day, James did, yeah. Some handicap adjustment there. Anyway, yeah, back to your day.
Bit of resentment.
Yeah, no resentment at all. No.
So a typical day for myself, I get up about 7:30, going to WeWork in Aldgate East. WeWork's a great community if you're ever looking for to start a startup or an SME or anything.
So
this is a
group of offices where for startup businesses that you get a reasonable rent to you, etc., and you're allowed to use that space. Or
yes, I mean, so there's about 5 or 6, I believe, and they open new ones every so often in London. Mm-hmm. But they're also worldwide. I think their valuation was something like $16 billion. Mm-hmm. They're a crazy expanding business. But the community and kind of the vibe you get when you walk into it, you're just like, this is the place that you want to be, because everyone's really helpful. I mean, there's beer on tap, so you can just walk in there and feel right at home. And it's not too in your face. People are really friendly. I mean, the amount of advice I've got off people just being in that community, it's accelerated my business 2-3 times faster because of the amazing people that I've met.
Wow. So you're obviously a very busy young man, but how does somebody find you? How does somebody find your business? How does they find your website? What have they put in the search engine to find you?
So what we're going to do, we're focusing on kind of aspirational keywords. So essentially, people who are looking for, what do I want to do in my career? Those kind of targeted. So when you go into Google and you're saying you don't know what you want to do, you can find our website. The name as it is.
Yeah, but how? If I'm studying chemical engineering. Let's say I'm studying chemical engineering at university, and I really don't know what to do with it. I've got my degree. I don't know what to do with it. How do you help me?
Oh, sure. Yeah, so we focus on IT graduates at the moment. The reason for that is that I'm an IT graduate, and therefore I'm best in that position to say, this is right, this is wrong, this is the way we build it. And what you would do, you'd come onto my platform and you'd say, I have this, I have that, I have this kind of personality, and then it shows you the roles that are relevant for you.
Right, okay, I'm with you.
So rather than, so a good example is read, you might type in one keyword. So I'd say HTML, which is an IT skill.
Yeah.
And then it would show me 10,000 jobs that are IT related in HTML. And I'd have to spend hours and hours, days and days, searching through each one, applying to each one. On my website, you just type in HTML and then it shows you the things around you that have HTML. So
what by location nearest to you, or what you think is most suitable?
We're focusing completely on London at the moment, so everything will be in London. So over time, I want to go into an entirely a greater amount of relevance, so maybe based on the distance of travel, so you don't have to travel more than 2 hours to your job. All these kind of things that can become part of the app.
So how have you got all that information? How do you search the job markets? How does your program search the job markets to find out what's available?
We aggregate a lot of job boards. So there's job boards out there. You've got Reed, CareerJet, Indeed. They have public data where you can just take all that and put it into one place. Now, a lot of job boards do this. And we take that data and we go over it and pull out all the kind of information that's on that, on those job descriptions, and we say, this is what is needed for this job. And then you come in, you plug your skills and requirements in, and you say, yeah, this is what I need. And we kind of smash them together in the middle, and then it spits out all these kind of great jobs that are relevant for you.
Okay, I'm going to put my Dragon's Den head on now. How do you make money from that? Does it cost me to go on your website?
For a candidate, it's always going to be free. And the reason for that is that we're saying that we're helping people. It's a part of a community. And so we're empowering people. And therefore, the process is discovery. It's about discovering what you can do. And we can just sit down and say, this is a load of great information about the best people on the market. And we'll get recruiters to come on board. We've got 8 on board at the moment. Mm-hmm. And they will say, we want access to this data. How do we get access to this data? Then we start charging so that overall, they don't have to pester the candidates that are irrelevant for their roles.
Okay, so let's, for example, then say Phoenix FM need a graphic designer for whatever reason. I would then come to you and say, right, I need the best person for this job. And mm-hmm. you would then, I would pay you and you would, Phoenix FM would pay you and you would find what you think. You'd then put it on your website and then you'd analyse the best person for the job and send us the best candidates.
Exactly, we'd show you the best candidates. It's all so we have this, as I say, the spider web kind of candidate or discovery graph. And it, in reverse, it's for the recruiters. So they're able to see all the relevant candidates for them on this really unique graph. The ones that are best for them, right in the middle, next to them, next to their job descriptions, and all the ones that are outside on the edge.
And what would that show them? Would that show them then, you know, Fred is 26 years old, he's been in IT for 3 years, and he's got this qualification, that qualification? Would it, as deep as that, or just...
What it would do, so it would show you, like, their skills, their abilities and personality.
Yeah.
So say skill, and then taking from that kind of what level of skill they're at. So say a level 3 HTML developer, okay, and then you'd say, I'm also looking for this kind of personality, open, creative, analytical, those kind of things, so that a recruiter can say, I'm looking for someone with this and this, skills, abilities, and also personality, and then we can say, here's all the people with those roles, or with those kind of criteria that match.
Okay, is there anybody out there doing exactly what you're doing?
As far as we've spent lots of time looking for it, and no one's doing this. There's tons and tons of job boards, and there's lots of matching algorithms. And the uniqueness for me is the discovery part. It's like why you want to be on my platform, why you want to be using it. So it's like it's not just who you are now, it's who you're going to become. That is the discovery aspect. If you don't know what you want to do, how do you come onto my platform? How do you understand what you can do and then take that forward and develop a career out of it?
Okay, taking yourself forward, how are you going to improve your business? How are you going to seek investment? And where do you aim to be in, say, 5 years' time?
Big question. Yeah, definitely. Well, I currently bootstrap this, so I'm funding it all myself because I believe in the concept. Kind of dabbling around in kind of investment, talking to people, but I'm continuing down the kind of bootstrapping route until I can get it to at least a post-revenue stage. For me, in 5 years, I would like this to kind of be a inspirational kind of thing that you'd look at on your phone or a wearable or something that you'd take out into the world and say, this is me, have a look at my profile on Weavy, and that would show everyone about what you are. That means even if you don't talk to people can understand you before they've met you. They're more prepared. And you're confident in yourself.
How do people find Weavy?
How do people find Weavy? So at the moment, we're not actively marketing it. What I'm doing is I'm building all the little bits and pieces so that I can build a better product and launch it. If you want to find me, you've got to find me directly at the moment.
Okay. Well, I admire anybody, you know, starting up a new idea, and I know it's a tough market out there. And to me, it seems like you've got a new idea, and it could be very, very successful. So we wish you luck, and perhaps come back in a couple of years and tell me how you're doing and the problems you face, etc. I wish you all the best, and I'm sure in the future, if people just Google job market, etc., and look for particular vacancies, then perhaps you'll come up on the search engine and you'll be there.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we're looking for student journalists because we're doing a content strategy at the moment around kind of informing people and empowering people. So for interview tips, kind of CV advice, all of that. So if anybody has that kind of people they want to reach out to, drop me an email.
How do we drop you an email?
It's radio@weavy.co.uk. It's WEAVEE. Weave with an extra E on the end.
I wish you best of luck, my friend, and I'm sure you'll be a single handicap golfer as well in the next 3 years as well. James, thank you very much for coming in and talking to us today.
Brilliant. Thanks for having me.